When are these professional athletes going to learn? I mean, when are they going to learn? Have we not been given enough examples of what happens to the career of an athlete when they go woke? And when I say career, I'm not talking about the field of activism. I'm talking about on the field, on the court. Colin Kaepernick goes woke, NFL career is over. Megan Rapinoe prays to the oak tree, the U.S. women's soccer team, they're no longer as dominant. They were embarrassed in the Olympics and the NWSL. They occupy the same space that they did before. Irrelevancy. Both Colin Kaepernick and the Easter egg, they have been able to make millions of dollars with their political activism. Now, of course, they both make sure to tithe the mandatory 10% to Woke United Methodist. The woke church, they always need money. I mean, it gets expensive. Busing all those homeless people to riots, making all those Molotov cocktails, buying Cabbage Patch Kids for abortion rallies, funding missionary trips to major cities around the country, preaching the good word, sharing the good faith. Hey, good brother, let me share with you the good word. Do you know Jesus? Jesus is the object of our devotion, the almighty oak tree. He brings good tidings of great misery. Come join us every Wednesday for the weekly woke bath, where we pleasure ourselves with cucumbers and initiate new members with the woke hug. Colin Kaepernick and the Easter egg. They were lucky. They were one of the lucky few. Most athletes that get baptized in the woke sea, once they're no longer needed, they get cast aside, never to be seen again. Gwen Berry. Remember Gwen Berry? Has anyone seen her lately? I miss that dark blue lipstick. Sha'Carri Richardson. Now that Leah Thomas will be unable to compete in the Olympics, it will happen to him. Raven Saunders, the woke welfare recipients of the WNBA. The list goes on and on. So, it completely boggles my mind why Joe Burrow would dip his wang in the woke tang. Not once, but twice. Why? Why? It makes no sense. Dude, you are well on your way to becoming the most popular player in the NFL. In the next 2 or 3 years, there's going to be a vacuum at the quarterback position in the NFL. Tom Brady is retiring, or soon to be retiring. Aaron Rodgers on the back nine of his career. Drew Brees, he's gone. Deshaun Watson? Deshaun Watson will never be the face of the NFL. You got Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, and Joe Burrow. KC, what about Dak Prescott? What about him? The NFL is in prime position for Joe Burrow to take over. Patrick Mahomes is the good guy, the all-American kid. But Joe Burrow has the charisma, the swagger, the it factor, the star quality. Nothing seems to bother him. He's cool, calm, and collected. He's the bad boy, but he's throwing all of it away. The smartest athletes are the guys that stick to what they know best. Joe Burrow knows a hell of a lot about football, but it is abundantly clear he doesn't know shit about politics. I'll show you a prime example of what I'm talking about. I might have shared this with you guys a couple of weeks ago when we were focusing on gun control. If I did, you're about to see it again. This is Joe Burrow's take on why we need stricter gun laws. Roll the film.
You know, with everything that's going on, if you're not going to outlaw everything, you got to at least make it harder to get those crazy guns that everybody's using. I don't think you should be able to just walk in there and buy one. You got to be able to go through, you know, a rigorous process to be able to buy something like that, I think. So, you know, hopefully the people that get paid to make those decisions figure that out. My job is to play football, but hopefully the politicians can figure that one out.
What? I know what Joe Burrow's been doing this offseason. I know what he's been doing this offseason now. He has been attending classes at Woke U. He enrolled in the course, Guns Are Used for Woke Penetration. What he just said was the same exact thing every other woke dumbass says about gun control. We need background checks. Joe, we already have background checks. People shouldn't have access to these crazy guns. What guns are we talking about, Joe? Are we talking about the AR-15? Are we talking about the Glock 9? I know this is a foreign concept to people with armed security, but the Second Amendment, it was not implemented to protect us from each other. It was meant to protect us from the federal government. There's a reason woke politicians want to abolish the Second Amendment. If they can get guns out of the hands of the average American, they have total control over him. Or her. Or it. Or questioning Quentin, Tran Dan, non-binary Nate, who sometimes goes by Kate, or bisexual Beulah. They can control all of them. Joe Burrow said it himself, "My job is to play football. Hopefully the people paid to handle it will handle it." That's the fucking point. Your job is to play football. I don't watch NFL press conferences to hear your opinion on gun control. Just like I don't go to Starbucks to hear the non-binary barista preach the good word about Woke Bath Wednesday. That press conference was 2 weeks ago. Joe Burrow said, "My job's to play football." So please explain to me, what the fuck is this? Joe Burrow took to Instagram yesterday to explain that he's not pro-murdering babies, he's just pro-murdering some babies. Read it for yourself. Now, to be honest with you, I think most people would agree that abortion is okay in these cases. If a woman is sexually assaulted, I don't blame her for aborting the pregnancy. If it comes down to the life of the mother and the life of the child, you got to make your own personal decision. That's your choice to make. But here is the problem with this post. The insinuation is that the majority of abortions are cases like these, when the truth is, cases like this make up between 1 and 2% of all abortions. What about the other 98%? I'm pro Becky. I'm pro Susan. I'm pro Teresa. I'm pro Kathy. I'm pro noun. What Joe Burrow needs to be worried about is being a pro bowler, being a professional football player. The vast majority of people don't want this bullshit from NFL players or professional athletes in general. The people that do want it, the people that like seeing Joe Burrow grab his robe and take a dip in the woke bath, they're not watching the NFL anyway. How many alphabetters do you know that watch sports? People who identify as woke or people who identify as a dragonfly, they only make up about 10% of the population. I don't understand why these athletes continue to do this. But the propaganda gets even better. I have something to share with you guys from one of our favorite propagandists, Dan Le Batard. Oh, Danny, grab the rag and wash me in your vast knowledge of butt bongo. Earlier this week, Danny went on his show and expressed his concern for the children. Oh, it's all about the children. Protect these children. They're just not safe anymore. Watch for yourself.
Women didn't help right our right. They didn't get the right to vote until more than 12 decades later. And so you've seen the legal reaction to the move toward progress, empowerment, and equality for them. Against the will of the citizens in a voting democracy, Me Too just got sent the hell back to 1972. So now the unborn are more protected than they were. The born, not so much. Congratulations, America. The fetus is now safer in the womb than it is 5 years later, when it can be sent off to school and slaughtered. The latest appalling indignity is that the Republican Party, as Donald Trump once said on tape at the start of his 10,000 Watergates, has grabbed American women by law of our land, against the will of the voting people. An American woman now has less agency over her body, life, and future than her government, and than she did 4 decades ago.
Did I just fucking hear that correctly? Did this shitfuck just say a child is safer in the womb than in school? I guess that represents a little bit of progress. We finally have a woke dumbass admitting that the thing inside the womb is actually a child. Little bit of a slip up there by Dan Le Batard. I'm sure the deacons at Woke United Methodist will be reaching out to him and force him to retract that statement. The other day, I said a child is safer inside the womb. As we all know, a child's not really a person until the mother perceives it as a person once it reaches the age of 3. What I meant to say was the organism with a face, fingers, and toes is safer inside the womb. Let's check Danny's accuracy here. Credit to OutKick for finding this first slide. I found the others on my own. Dan Le Batard says children are safer inside the womb than they are inside the school. Interesting. Check this out. This slide shows the number of child deaths due to abortion and the number of child deaths due to school shootings. I had to grab my fucking magnifying glass to see that little tiny sliver of orange that represents school shootings. Abortion's responsible for 25% of deaths throughout the United States. 25% of all deaths, not just kids. Danny's also a proponent of gun control. So it got me to wondering, let's compare guns to abortion. Check it out. These are abortion deaths from 2009 to 2018, according to the CDC, between 6 and 800,000. Now check this out, also from the CDC. They didn't calculate the total for us, so I had to contact our resident math expert, Mina Kimes. Hey, Mina, do this math for me. Okay, KC, let's see. Add the 1, carry the 2, divide by 7. KC, the total is 40,620. And KC, before I let you go, did you know that Tyreek Hill runs a 4.240 when the wind is blowing at 7 miles an hour, humidity is 68%, and the temperature is 88 degrees, and he's wearing the latest pair of Nike Woke Retros? Mina, thanks for the calculation. Otherwise, you are completely useless to me. You are never going to see this data from Dan Le Batard. He's either too lazy to find it, too stupid to know, or too ideological to care. More than likely, it's a combination of all three. These people are not proficient analyzing factual data. They don't use their platforms to give you the truth. Now, Joe Burrow's one thing. He's an athlete. No one expects him to be up to date on politics, which is why he should stay the fuck out of it. But Dan Le Batard is in the mainstream media. He used to host a sports show, but his show's become more and more political. People in media, they used to be responsible. They used to report and let you decide. They were responsible for giving you factual information. The modern media is filled with propaganda and bullshit. These people want criminals set free without bail. They want to eliminate mandatory minimums for prison sentences. They want diversion programs for violent criminals instead of prison time. Now, at the same time, they want law-abiding Americans to be defenseless. Defund the police. Abolish the Second Amendment. That's easy to say when you're making millions of dollars, live in a gated community, and have armed security. The same people they claim to be fighting for, the poor people, the people living in urban areas with high crime rates, the people supposedly in need of diversity and inclusion, those are the people affected by this bullshit. Go ask the people living in the south side of Chicago how defund the police is working out. 50, 60, sometimes 70 people are killed every weekend in Chicago. No one cares. But young Brenda, pregnant with a baby, they're all about preserving her rights to terminate it. They aren't worried about Brenda being a victim of violence. They aren't worried about educating her. Brenda's only useful when she serves a purpose that meets the media narrative. But let me know what you think. Is Joe Burrow staining his reputation? And Dan Le Batard? Does this guy even have a reputation to preserve? Does Dan Le Batard have any credibility left? Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.